This morning on WCHL, Arthur is a hurricane, and it's calling its way to the east coast of North Carolina. Two candidates are left in the race for Orange County's next sheriff, and in a WCHL forum yesterday, a disagreement was hard to come by.
I would agree with that.
I think that's a great point that he made on that.
David's absolutely right.
And as I said, I do agree with that.
Early voting kicks off this morning, and one person who may have a pretty persuasive vote has made his decision.
He's done a great job, and I think is a candidate who is really a people's person.
And a division of UNC will be the next entity to hold ownership of the old Chapel Hill Library. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports will take a deeper look into the Director's Cup standings to see how the rest of the ACC fared. And
the World Cup on a Tuesday afternoon drew more viewers than the NBA Finals.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of another really warm day. High today in the upper 80s, just a few degrees off from yesterday. Chance of rain, however, is 70%. A chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Otherwise, partly sunny skies. And we understand that Arthur has now become a hurricane. We have meteorologist Ryan Ellis with us now from the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And that Arthur has become a hurricane, and when did this happen, Ryan, and what is it doing right now?
Well, with the 5 o'clock a.m. update, we found out that with the hurricane hunters flying through the storm, that the winds had increased and that they were probably about 75 miles per hour now, which is enough to upgrade to a Category 1 hurricane. But other than that, the update hasn't changed too much. The track is still on for maybe just off the coast of the Carolinas with the left side of the storm sweeping through the Outer Banks and then traveling off to the northeast.
Is this particular storm moving slower than most hurricanes do?
No, it's about average, and it will pick up to probably faster than average by the time the next cold front moves through, and that's what could be affecting our area here in central North Carolina later today, and the jet stream associated with that front will help to speed up the storm and move it up the coast actually rather quickly so that by 2 a.m. Saturday, it'll be off the coast of Cape Cod and then up into the Canadian Maritimes by 2 a.m. on Sunday.
There's been a mandatory evacuation notice that's gone out for Hatteras Island off the coast of North Carolina. Do you expect more of those kinds of notices to go out? And how much wind and rain will spin off to us inland here in the Triangle?
Well, as far as the evacuations go, I think that may be limited to the Outer Banks. And then, of course, we always have to look at the storm surge out there and the shifting nature of the land out there, which has the risk of cutting people off, as we see when Highway 12 gets washed out. That always has the possibility of happening, and so therefore the mandatory evacuations there. Other places, though, the storm may not get that close to the coast. Here in central North Carolina, we may see a rain band or two associated with it, especially east of Raleigh. Otherwise, from Raleigh to the west, probably that cold front pushing in is going to keep things confined to the east.
Everybody waking up this morning wants to know, will this affect July 4th celebrating the fireworks here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community and all over the Triangle, and also those traveling to the Outer Banks? What kind of 4th of July will they have?
Well, certainly for those folks traveling to the east and those already out there in the Outer Banks, it could be a wet 4th of July. But back here in the Triangle, maybe not so bad. As that front moves through, we're going to get some drier air behind that. And so our forecast here for central North Carolina for the 4th be a little bit warm, but a little bit cooler than we've seen the last couple of days with highs in the mid-80s. And the chance of rain right now for any Friday night festivities is quite low, less than 20% at this time.
All right. That's the kind of news I like to hear. Ryan Ellis, National Weather Service office in Raleigh. Thank you, Ryan, and we will stay in touch.
Thank you.
We'll continue to follow this storm and let you know what it's going to do and how it will affect us. There's another storm that is brewing, and not so much of a storm. It's actually quite cordial, this race between a couple of candidates for Orange County Sheriff. With early voting getting underway today and Election Day itself only 2 weeks away, the two remaining candidates for Orange County Sheriff met at the WCHL studios Wednesday for a forum that featured more agreement than disagreement.
I would agree with that.
And I think that's a great point that he made on that.
David's absolutely right.
And as you said, I do agree with that.
Longtime law enforcement officers and longtime colleagues, Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell, were the top two vote-getters in the May primary. They're facing each other in a runoff this month because neither got more than 40% of the vote. There were six candidates in all, and that's a good reason. Technically, the race is only for the Democratic nomination, but no Republicans are running, so the winner of the runoff on July 15th will be unopposed in November. In Wednesday's forum, the strongest point of departure may have been on the issue of diversity. Caldwell called for stronger efforts to recruit a more diverse body of law enforcement officers, while Blackwood argued that the sheriff's office already has a diverse staff.
It's going to be recruiting, and how do we recruit? We go into the schools?
We're above the quote, I want a department that is reflectionary of the agency of the county we serve. So I think we're doing a great job.
But even there, both candidates agree on the need to recruit a diverse pool of officers and the fact that diversity alone isn't sufficient without an effort to make personal connections with the community.
It doesn't matter how good you speak it. If you're not there, you're not there.
It's great to have those people, but we got to have them on the street.
And both candidates agreed as well on the need for more community outreach, closer collaboration with Orange County's other law enforcement agencies, and in an emotional exchange, the continued presence of school resource officers in the public schools.
The safety factor is the primary issue that we're dealing with, but the byproduct of this is you've got a mentor for that student, for that child that they may not have at home.
And I think we need to see more in there doing that, not just that security aspect, but being there when school is not in, not when you have your badge and uniform on, but being there when they're relaxed. You'll find they'll come to you with their problems.
If you missed it, or if you want to listen again, you can hear the entire forum by finding the story on our website, chapelboro.com, and we'll re-air it here on WCHL tonight at 8 o'clock. Early voting for Orange County's new sheriff begins today. As we mentioned, current Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass says he's casting his vote for candidate Charles Blackwood. The runoff race for sheriff has Blackwood, a 32-year veteran and retiree of the sheriff's office, facing fellow Democrat David Caldwell, now community organizer for Rogers Road and also a retiree the department after 22 years in the second primary. Blackwood got the highest total in the May 6th primary with 30.34% of the vote. Caldwell received 29.98%, according to the North Carolina State Board of Elections. Despite Caldwell's two decades of experience, Pendergrass feels Blackwood is a better fit, saying Blackwood has succeeded in working in, quoting here, every area of responsibility of the sheriff's office.
Charles Blackwood, and he's come through the ranks, all of the different facets of duties, and he's done a great job, and I think is a candidate who is really a people's person, and I would think Charles is my choice of the two, not any disrespect to Lieutenant Caldwell.
Pendergrass told WCHL he was also among six initial candidates vying to be sheriff when he won the 1982 election that named him the county's top lawman. After working 58 years and serving over three decades as Orange County Sheriff, Pendergrass says he'll now have to find a new job to keep him occupied. Before he calls it quits, however, Pendergrass has some advice for the new guy in charge.
You may be elected as sheriff to serve the people of Orange County, but it's their office, and they are the people who we must look after in all areas. Whatever the problem the citizen has, we have to take their problem at heart, and we have to go forth and do everything we can 24/7, 365, because we are their servants.
For more on this story, visit chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:15. More news in just a moment.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074 and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
The world's best new short plays come to Carrboro.
The 13th annual 10x10 in the Triangle Festival of New Short Plays.
The best 10 selected from more than 750 entries.
10 actors, 10 directors, 10 minutes, 10x10.
At the Arts Center in downtown Carrboro, weekends July 11th through 27th, 919-929-2787 or artcenterlive.org.
See you at the Arts Center for 10x10 in the Triangle.
The University of North Carolina Arts and Sciences Foundation is the winning bidder for the old Chapel Hill Public Library on Franklin Street. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there at Wednesday's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting when the vote was taken, and he filed this report.
Is there anyone here today who was able to provide comments orally to the council at a previous meeting on this issue who would like to speak to them? Well, thank you very much for saying
that. That was Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. It seemed that everyone who squeezed into tiny meeting room C of the Chapel Hill Public Library on Wednesday evening had already spoken their minds about the sale of the old public library. A little more than 1.5 miles away on East Franklin Street, the special meeting of the town council was called to choose one of four serious bidders for the property. By Wednesday, the contenders were actually down to just three. Arts Center Board of Directors Chair Jay Miller had withdrawn his $752,000 bid, the minimum asking price to buy the old library for use as a nonprofit hub. Miller told the council on Wednesday that the price had now become, quote, prohibitive. The remaining applicants were the UNC Arts and Sciences Foundation, Chabad of Chapel Hill, and Chris and Ann Cox. But first, there was another matter to discuss. There was a request from Preservation North Carolina to receive 2% of the purchase price for its work in marketing the property instead of the agreed-upon $5,000 fee. PNC's request for more money was based on the process taking longer and being more complicated than anticipated. Most council members said they thought it was a fair request, but council member Matt Chakowski said he couldn't see how PNC merited the extra money. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green countered that real estate agents typically charge higher commissions than 2.5%.
Unlike a real estate transaction, it's not over when it's over here. They have oversight responsibilities and they're going to be working with the purchaser to oversee and make sure that the renovations are consistent with the agreement. And I think it's very reasonable what they propose.
Kleinschmidt asked for a show of hands to see how many council members supported giving PNC 2.5%, and it was 7-2 in favor, with Chakowski and Jim Ward voting no. Then it was time to discuss the three bids, although it was really down to just two. And one was clearly the favorite, as signaled during the opening remarks by council member Lee Storrow.
I guess my preference is to sell it to the UNC College of Arts and Sciences Foundation. I think they put together a strong application. I've been impressed with the immediate feedback we've received from the neighbors and the people in close proximity.
The meeting's agenda packet was filled with emails and letters supporting the application from the UNC Arts and Sciences Foundation to use the old library as its headquarters. The foundation plans to renovate the building with two conference rooms that would be available for use by community organizations after business hours. The offer was for $1.25 million plus $475,000 as a payment in lieu of property taxes. An offer from Chris and Ann Cox to pay $1.4 million for the building and make it a cultural center with rental space was mentioned only a few times in passing, although with kind words all around. But the most serious competing bid came from Chabad of Chapel Hill, which made a purchase offer of $1.8 million. Chabad wanted to make the old library a community center with a focus on learning. Neighbors had expressed concerns to the council regarding Chabad buying the building, based on uncertainty about what activities would take place there. Chakowsky offered strong initial support for Chabad's bid. He argued that it wouldn't be the first time the council had imposed a structure on a neighborhood that was initially opposed to it, citing the SECU Community House on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard as a recent example.
We agreed with the neighbors that they had valid concerns. Many council members said they didn't think those concerns would materialize, but agreed that they were valid. And we therefore spent close to a year on an extremely intensive effort to create a good neighbor agreement.
Chakowsky asked if a good neighbor agreement between Chabad and residents of the neighborhood near the old public library was possible. Instead, the conversation turned to relative financial benefits for the town. The revised resolution was for a purchase price of $1.25 million with an 18-month window for rezoning and an option to waive taxes in favor of a one-time minimum payment of $475,000 that would not be considered a portion of the purchase price. Storo asked to include a guarantee that the town has the right of second refusal if the building is to be sold in the future. The council also included a stipulation forbidding the transfer of the building to any public agency, with the exception of the town of Chapel Hill. The resolution for the Arts and Sciences Foundation to buy the building passed unanimously. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's traffic and weather together. First of all, virtually no traffic this morning, but that situation will certainly change in just a little while. Don't worry about it. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic all morning long. If you need to communicate something to us, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It is partly sunny today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon, of course. High today about 88. Chance of rain is 70%. Right now, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Also, a 70% chance of rain tonight. And tomorrow, Independence Day, partly sunny. 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the morning. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. And tomorrow night, clear skies with a low around 60 degrees. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina men's basketball team is back on the court for summer practice, preparing for the upcoming 2014-2015 college basketball season. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Although mired in the hovering dark cloud of academic scandal and being largely overshadowed these days by the likes of uber-talented Duke and Kentucky, head coach Roy Williams' Carolina squad is quietly going about its business this summer. Taking advantage of a new NCAA policy enacted a couple seasons ago that allows teams to meet 2 hours per week for official summer practice, the Tar Heels are getting their first real look at some fresh new faces. It's a crash course for the young guys, veteran Jackson Simmons says. The highly touted freshman trio of Joel Berry, Justin Jackson, and Theo Pinson are taking the challenge of elite college basketball head-on with the help of the upperclassmen. Joel James says the summer provides a relatively low-pressure training ground for the new guys before getting thrown into the crucible of the ACC basketball season. Simmons also says it's a vital opportunity for the older players to get to know the strengths, weaknesses, and tendencies of their new teammates. But summer practice is not only a wading pool for the incoming freshmen to ease in and get their feet wet. It's brutal competition, too. With the wide array of Tar Heels in the NBA, the summer affords current Carolina players the chance to test their skills against seasoned professionals in pickup games. That's not bad preparation. So how are the Tar Heels looking? Well, one name that's been popping up so far this summer is Kennedy Meeks. The sophomore reportedly continues to get in better and better shape, shedding a few extra pounds. That's music to the ears of Coach Williams.
And notably, Nate Britt has decided to shoot right-handed instead of left-handed in the offseason. We'll tell you more about that next hour. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. On this morning before Independence Day, our CBS News colleague Danielle Nottingham has a story of four Vietnam veterans, members of the same unit, who never expected to see one another again, but reunited recently for the first time in 45 years. And quite a story it is, as you'll hear after this.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. Then think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at LiftMaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
Here at the hospital, the focus is patient health. But as the administrator, my focus is patient information. Medical histories, lab results, millions of documents printed, scanned, and accessed.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
At a hospital, every document is important.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Here's what Michael Good told Danielle Nottingham.
It was a dull boom.
That was the last thing Michael Good remembered after stepping on a landmine in the jungles of Vietnam. His fellow soldier, Bob Bodeman, tried to comfort him.
And I knew when his eyes closed, he was gone. I felt he was gone. When I came back, the way the Vietnam veterans were treated and stuff, I just wanted to get away from it all and forget it all that happened. I isolated myself, and I just lived with it.
It took more than four decades before he finally began a search and found two other men in his unit, Grady Fox and Howard Hunt Jr. But he wondered most about Michael Good.
I gotta find him. I needed to know if maybe he didn't make it.
He reached out on social media. Good's son responded.
I didn't believe it. I just thought, wow, he's alive.
I cried my head off. They saved my life. That's what it is.
In an airport terminal near Los Angeles.
Okay.
God bless you, man. God bless all of us. We made it, buddy. We made it.
Yeah.
Unlike that bitter return in
1969,
they were greeted by flags and cheers.
It was a homecoming we never got. We act like we didn't need it, but we did. Seeing the people, the outpouring of people, for four guys. For four just plain American soldiers. Four old American soldiers.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, a $140 summer air conditioning checkup available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
It's coming up on 6:30 at WCHL. It's a warm 74 degrees this morning. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn and by Pita Grill. It is 74, as I mentioned, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees, not quite as hot as it has been the last couple of days. The chance of rain is 70%, so it's going to be kind of muggy. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the upper 60s, chance of rain is 70%. And tomorrow, for Independence Day, we're looking at partly sunny skies here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Our high tomorrow in the middle 80s, and for tomorrow night, that looks like good news for fireworks and everything else. Mostly clear with a low around 60 degrees. Now, Tropical Storm Arthur is now Hurricane Arthur, and it's moving towards us, but it's not expected to cause us any problems for our 4th of July celebrations. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 6:31 at WCHL.
97.9 FM. WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. With Hurricane Arthur lurking offshore at 75-mile-per-hour sustained winds, a mandatory evacuation is underway in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. This vacationer taking no chances.
If it's mandatory, you have to go, so that there's no decision to make.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory had this warning.
Don't put your stupid hat on.
From Surf City, North Carolina, to the Virginia border, hurricane warnings are now up. Looking ahead, WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
There could be further strengthening as we go through the day, and winds could top 80, even 85 miles per hour.
Landfall of the season's first hurricane could come late tonight or early tomorrow. After that,
the core of Arthur will not affect any areas north of the Carolina coastline in terms of extreme storm surge or the heaviest or strongest winds.
Boston could get winds and rain, so the annual July 4th performance from the Boston Pops has been moved up. It'll take place tonight. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 74 degrees this morning in WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. With early voting getting underway today and Election Day itself only 2 weeks away, the two remaining candidates for Orange County Sheriff met at the WCHL studios yesterday for a forum that featured more agreement than disagreement.
I would agree with that.
And I think that's a great point that he made on that.
David's absolutely right.
And as you said, I do agree with that.
Longtime law enforcement officers and longtime colleagues, Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell, are the top two vote-getters in the May primary. They're facing each other in a runoff this month because neither got more than 40% of the vote in a race that had six candidates. Technically, the race is only for the Democratic nomination, but no Republicans are running, so the winner of the runoff on July 15th will be unopposed this November. In Wednesday's forum, the strongest point of departure may have been on the issue of diversity. Caldwell called for stronger efforts to recruit a more diverse body of law enforcement officers, while Blackwood argued that the sheriff's office already has a diverse staff.
It's going to be recruiting, and how do we recruit? We go into the schools.
We're above the quote, I want a department that is reflectionary of the agency of the county we serve. So I think we're doing a great job.
But even there, both candidates agreed on the need to recruit a diverse pool of officers and the fact that diversity alone isn't sufficient without an effort to make personal connections within the community.
It doesn't matter how good you speak it. If you're not there, you're not there.
It's great to have those people, but we got to have them on the street.
And both candidates agreed as well on the need for more community outreach, closer collaboration with Orange County's other law enforcement agencies, and in an emotional exchange, the continued presence of school resource officers in our public schools.
The safety factor is the primary issue that we're dealing with, but the byproduct of this is you've got a mentor for that student, for that child that they may not have at home.
And I think we need to see more in there doing that, not just that security aspect, but being there when school is not in, not when you have your badge and uniform on, but being there when they're relaxed. You'll find they'll come to you with their problems.
If you missed it or if you want to hear it again, you can hear the entire forum by finding the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com, and we will re-air it tonight on WCHL at 8 o'clock. Early voting for the new sheriff begins today. Current Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass says he's casting his vote for candidate Charles Blackwood. The runoff race for sheriff has Blackwood, a 32-year veteran and retiree of the sheriff's department, facing fellow Democrat David Caldwell, now community organizer for Rogers Vote and also a retiree of the department after 22 years. Blackwood got the highest total in the May 6th primary with 30.34% of the vote. Caldwell received 29.98%, according to the North Carolina State Board of Elections. That's about as close as you can get. Despite Caldwell's two decades of experience, Pendergrass feels Blackwood is a better fit, saying Blackwood has succeeded in working in every area of responsibility of the sheriff's office.
Charles Blackwood, and he's come through the ranks, all of the different facets of duties, and he's done a great job, and I think is a candidate who is really a people's person, and I would think Charles is my choice of the two, not any disrespect to Lieutenant Caldwell.
Pendergrass told WCHL he was also among six initial candidates vying to be sheriff when he won the 1982 election that named him the county's top lawman. After working 58 years and serving over three decades as Orange County Sheriff, Pendergrass says he will now have to find a new job to keep him occupied. Before he calls it quit, however, Pendergrass has some advice for the new sheriff in charge, whoever that may be.
You may be elected as sheriff to serve the people of Orange County, but it's their office, and they are the people who we must look after in all areas. Whatever the problem the citizen has, we have to take their problem at heart, and we have to go forth and do everything we can 24/7, 365, because we are their servants.
There is a lot more to this story, and you can find it on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Everybody waking up this morning wondering about the weather. Well, Tropical Storm Arthur is now a hurricane. When did Arthur become a hurricane, and what is it doing right now? We asked that question Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh.
With the 5 o'clock a.m. update, we found out that with the hurricane hunters flying through the storm, that the winds had increased and that they were probably about 75 miles per hour now, which is enough to upgrade to a Category 1 hurricane. But other than that, the update hasn't changed too much. The track is still on for maybe just off the coast of the Carolinas, with the left side of the storm sweeping through the Outer Banks and then traveling off to the northeast.
Is this particular storm moving slower than most hurricanes do?
No, it's about average, and it will pick up to probably faster than average by the time the next cold front moves through, and that's what could be affecting our area here in central North Carolina later today, and the jet stream associated with that front will help to speed up the storm and move it up the coast actually rather quickly, so that by 2 a.m. Saturday, it'll be off the coast of Cape Cod and then up into the Canadian Maritimes by 2 a.m. on Sunday.
There's been a mandatory evacuation notice that's gone out for Hatteras Island off the coast of North Carolina. Do you expect more of those kinds of notices to go out? And how much wind and rain will spin off to us inland here in the Triangle?
Well, as far as the evacuations go, I think that may be limited to the Outer Banks. And then, of course, we always have to look at the storm surge out there and the shifting nature of the land out there, which has the risk of cutting people off, as we see when Highway 12 gets washed out. That always has a possibility of happening, and so therefore the mandatory evacuations there. Other places, though, the storm may not get that close to the coast. Here in central North Carolina, we may see a rain band or two associated with it, especially east of Raleigh. Otherwise, from Raleigh to the west, probably that cold front pushing in is going to keep things confined to the east.
Everybody waking up this morning wants to know, will this affect July 4th celebrating the fireworks here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community and all over the Triangle, and also those traveling to the Outer Banks? What kind of 4th of July will they have?
Well, certainly for those folks traveling to the east and those already out there in the Outer Banks, it could be a wet 4th of July. But back here in the Triangle, maybe not so bad. As that front moves through, we're going to get some drier air behind that. And so our forecast here for central North Carolina for the 4th be a little bit warm, but a little bit cooler than we've seen the last couple of days, with highs in the mid-80s. And the chance of rain right now for any Friday night festivities is quite low, less than 20% at this time.
All right. That's the kind of news I like to hear. Meteorologist Ryan Ellis with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. News around town this morning, if you're in Chapel Hill or Carborough, you should have gotten your new blue recycling roll cart by now. Orange County Solid Waste officials say there was a slight delay in delivering the last 1,100 carts. That's out of 18,000 total, but they should have all been delivered by Wednesday. Residents who have received their new cart should start using them now if you're not already. First pickup was this past Monday in my house. 640 at WCHL. Libby Huff has today's commentary, and that is on the way next.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network.
Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for 4 phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
74 degrees, 641.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Libby Huff. I picked up the latest issue of the Weekly and read the article, A Brother Called Home. Two words in the first paragraph hit me particularly hard: cardiac arrest. The pain of losing their beautiful boy this way brought tears to my eyes. I came very close to losing a child to cardiac arrest. Natalie was 17 and alone in the bathroom of her high school texting a friend when it happened. The school called and told me she had fainted and that an ambulance was on the way. As a parent of a teenager, my first thought was, an ambulance for fainting? Then, what sort of drug did she do? Only it wasn't a faint and there were no drugs involved. Turns out Natalie has an electrical issue with her heart, known as long QT syndrome. There is no heart disease, nothing can be done to prevent it, and it's genetic. Oftentimes, a family's first clue that something is wrong with their child is that that child has a cardiac arrest and is lost forever. Statistically speaking, 50% of children who have a cardiac arrest away from the hospital don't survive. Of the 50% who make it to the hospital, 50% don't live to return home. The odds are not in your favor. Thankfully, our story has a happy ending. Natalie defied all odds and did come home. She is now a senior in college. She will take medication for the rest of her life, and she has an implantable cardiac defibrillator in her chest. These measures are our protection from losing her too soon. I have no idea if Harris Farr, the young man profiled in the news lately, has long QT syndrome, but the circumstances of his death, passing while asleep, are not uncommon in the long QT set of stories. So what's a community to do? First, we have to have all children, not just athletes, screened for heart issues. In Natalie's case, a simple EKG reveals the electrical problem. Second, we need everyone trained to use CPR and an automatic external defibrillator, or an AED. And AEDs must be in all public places, every church, restaurant, campus building, and community center. Our story involves many brave students and teachers who came together one afternoon at our local high school doing CPR and using an AED to get Natalie's heart going a bit until EMS got there. My heart goes out to the Farr family. We were inches away from the same outcome. I want all children screened, and I want AEDs everywhere. This is Libby Huff.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
After an injury to quarterback Bryn Renner, Charlotte native Marquise Williams stepped in and helped lead Carolina football to an outstanding second half of the 2013 season. Williams was effective with his arm, where he threw for 15 touchdowns and nearly 1,700 yards, and his legs. He finished the season as Carolina's leading rusher and found the end zone 6 more times. In fact, in Carolina's late-year matchup with Duke, Williams rushed for 104 yards, becoming the first Tar Heel QB to hit triple digits rushing in some time. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: who was the last Carolina quarterback to rush for 100 yards or more in a game? The answer comes up in a moment. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old.
I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
So, who was the last Carolina quarterback to rush for 100 yards or more in a single game?
It was Darian Durant,
Williams
another effective
dual-threat quarterback who picked up 110 yards rushing in a game against Clemson in 2003. A decade after his Tar Heel career has ended, Durant still holds the career record at Carolina in multiple categories, including total offense, as he accrued a UNC record 9,630 yards in his career.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Boy, Darian Durant was a good one, and he's had an amazing career in the Canadian Football League. 646 WCHL coming up next. Traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Cogger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero, all on the way.
Roll, roll, roll your cart gently to the street. Blue cart for recycling, that is really neat.
This is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
And this is Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
And this is Mayor Tom Stevens.
And it's time to use your new recycling carts instead of your old bins. You can keep your old bins for household use or recycle them by putting them in your new cart.
Call Orange County Solid Waste 919-968-2788 or recycling at orangecountync.gov.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. More people are eating healthy, and there's no better way to get the most out of your fruits and vegetables than by using a Vitamix high-performance blender. Vitamix, quality made in the USA. Vitamix is so much more than a blender. From frozen dessert to steaming hot soups, create entire menus with a technology that redefines what a blender can be. My shop, Twig, is proud to have been recently selected as an exclusive dealer for Vitamix. So you're thinking, huh, I can get it cheaper on the internet. No, you can't. At Twig, we will match any advertised price you find. And if you mention this radio ad, we will give you a $50 gift card with your Vitamix blender purchase. Sound good? So stop by Twig today, located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Healthy living starts at Twig. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. We'll start with traffic, and it's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Now, here is Rand Norton.
Thank you very much, Ron. As we usually see at this time, 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing just some minor delays, minor to moderate delays between, really right now, Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Actually, not too bad this morning, not even as bad as we usually see, and that's not all that bad. NC-54 heading westbound might see some minor delays as well as you travel between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Otherwise, no accidents, no additional delays, and if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and by that I certainly mean that we hope that you won't tweet and drive.
No, heck no.
We hope that only if you're stopped in traffic and pulled off to the side of the road. Those are the only times we ask you to do that.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes I wish we had a camera in the studio. It's a green day.
It is
a green day for Mr. Northam, and looking good.
Thank you very much.
Hey, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you.
We're off to a flying start, and hopefully the traffic situation will remain that way morning long.
I hope so.
I love it. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Peter Grill. It is 74 degrees right now. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, chance of rain 70%. That will remain so tonight, and our low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, Independence Day, actually pretty good. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Very small chance of any kind of rain later today, and the high tomorrow in the middle 80s. I love it. Peter Grill, locally and family owned. Peter Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine. creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and will be open this Friday for the 4th of July. All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them celebrating today, and we'll start with actor Tim O'Connor, who's 87 years old today. Jazz musician Pete Fountain is 84. Playwright Tom Stoppard, 77. Writer-producer Jay Tarsis, 75. Attorney Gloria Allred, 73 years old today. Michael Cole, who was on TV in the Mod Squad, 69 years old today. Country singer Johnny Lee, 68. I always thought he sounded just like Lindy Pendergrass, if Lindy Pendergrass sang. Humorist Dave Barry, 67. Actress Betty Buckley, 67 years old today. Actress Jan Smithers, 65. Montel Williams, you see him on TV, 58 years old today. Actor Tom Cruise is 52. Actor Thomas Gibson, also 52 today. Actress Connie Nielsen, 50. And Shawnee Smith, actress, singer, 45. Actor Patrick Wilson, 41 years old today. Actress Elizabeth Hendrickson, 35. Actress Olivia Nunn is 34 years old today. And we got a bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Big Jim Harrison, 55 years old today. Happy birthday, Jim. Graham Youngblood of ISIS, right here in our building, 43 years old today. Julia Steiner has a birthday. Roger Lewis also has a birthday. Judge Alan Bedore has a birthday today. Lee Storo, Chapel Hill Town Council, celebrates a birthday. And Byron Howes does as well. Our birthday winner of the day is Robin Sansing. Robin Sansing, we're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomont. And they always love taking care of their customers. They'll certainly love taking care of you, too. Robin Sansing, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
All right, time now for trivia. Freddie Kiger walking into the studio.
Happy pre-Independence Day.
I'm so excited. I'm about to lose control, and I think
Pointer
I like
sisters.
It. Yeah.
Woohoo!
What's going on?
It's all good. You ready for, I'm going to give you your stage here. Hey, what's happening tomorrow, the 4th of July?
For the 4th of July?
Yes. What are you doing, Ron?
Wow.
And what's the town doing?
Well, I'll be right here doing the morning show tomorrow.
Of course.
But then headed over to Carrboro. We'll be emceeing the entertainment stage in Carrboro, right underneath that great big tree.
That's a nice
in front
setting.
Of town hall.
Yeah, that's
really
classic.
Is. Great
Norman
stage.
Rockwell-ish.
Uh-huh. It'll start with, the entertainment will start with the Village Band and go on all afternoon pretty much. It'll all be over by about 4, which provides enough of a break so you can go home, cool off a little bit, change clothes, and go to Keenan Stadium for the big fireworks display.
And it'll start about 9 o'clock or when it's dark.
Doors
correct?
Will open at 7:30, I think. Showtime begins at, I think, 8.
Okay.
And then there will be, well, I may be wrong on those times. But at any rate, the band will play right up into the fireworks.
Right.
And that'll take place at about 9:30, whenever it's dark.
It's good and dark.
Yeah. So,
folks, if you haven't been, it really is impressive. They do a nice job.
And a great fireworks display,
too.
That's
what I'm saying,
And you can only see them really well if you're inside the stadium.
So for all you folks who try to go over to the hospital or over to Fetzer Field or try to find some high vantage point, you're going to hear them. Yeah, you're going to see a few, but it ain't nothing like being in the stadium.
That's exactly right. Just come on over to the stadium. Come in. It's free. They do request a donation to help with the cost of the fireworks, but you don't have to do that. Yeah. It's not mandatory. And
it's a couple of bucks. You know, give a couple, $2, $3, $4.
$1 per person, $5 for family is basically what they're saying. So come on in. Have a good old-fashioned 4th of July celebration.
It'll be fun.
That's tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow. Not today. If you're there today, you're going to have great seating because no one's going to be there.
You won't have any obstructions
at all. Exactly. Horses. We're doing horses today.
Horses?
Yes.
Okay. We'll trot this one out.
Okay. Canter on over.
I'm going to see if I can gallop right into the answer here.
I hope you can do such.
All right.
All right. Don't become unhorsed by it, though. If Robert E. Lee rode Traveler.
I love your unbridled enthusiasm.
Don't be a horses.
You saddle me with this stuff every day, man. If Robert E. Lee did what?
If Robert E. Lee rode Traveler, Alexander the Great rode Bucephalus, and Tom
Are you sure
Mix,
that wasn't Bucephalus?
No. If Robert E. Lee rode Traveler, Alexander the Great rode Bucephalus, and Tom Mix, the Hollywood cowboy, rode Tony. It sounds a little weird.
Tony,
Then, in another Western, who rode Scout?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Camille McGirt is co-founder of a great organization for girls called Healthy Girls Save the World. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Healthy Girls Save the World is a program that promotes healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships for girls in 6th through 9th grade. And we have events at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill where we allow our girls to meet college athletes, engage in physical activities, and learn about respectful and positive relationships through our many lessons and activities that we have for our girls. And every year we have a summer experience, which is a week-long summer camp. Our girls get to come to campus and they get to explore campus and be college athletes and go to the garden, cook, and participate in a lot of different activities that we have for them to learn about many different facets of health and wellness. And we hope that they will make healthy choices in their lives and continue to make healthy choices in our lives as they continue to grow older.
All you have to do is listen to Camille talk, and you know that she's really proud of her organization. And she knows how important it is to provide good female role models for young girls in grades 6 through 9.
We would really like to make sure that girls are definitely making healthy choices. And we really pride ourselves in exposing our girls to a lot of different sports, college athletes, and education. And we really hope that girls will retain the knowledge that we are giving them and use it in their daily lives. I would also like for the audience to know that we do have a website, healthygirlssavetheworld.org. And we do have a lot of social media. Our Facebook page is Healthy Girls Save the World. Our Twitter is healthygirls_, and our Instagram is healthygirlssavetheworld_. And we would love it if they would follow us, like our pages, and really kind of become abreast to what we're doing, because we really are changing lives.
Her name is Camille McGirt, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Coming up on 658 at WCHL.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger wanted to know who rode Scout. And
yes.
Yeah, who rode Scout? I think that would be the Lone Ranger.
No. The Lone Ranger rode Silver.
That's right. Scout was...
You're on the right theme. You're on the right page. Get to the line and paragraph. Who rode Scout?
I can't remember.
Who was the sidekick?
You got me. All discombobulated now. Oh, yeah, it was Tonto.
Tonto!
Right.
Jay Silverhills, who starred as Tonto, was the Lone Ranger's trusted sidekick.
Yeah.
So the Lone Ranger and Tonto, and they were riding Silver.
Silver and Scout.
And Scout.
Yeah, that's right.
Mmm, Kibosabi.
Which means my friend, I think.
Well, I thought, but then I've also heard that it means like a dummy or something, too.
Really?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could be one of those urban myth kind of things.
I'm not getting into that. We'll lose our copyright.
Jay Silverhills went to a Major League Baseball game to make an appearance, I want to say, back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And the announcer for the Blue Jays said, wow. I'm sorry, not didn't get to the Blue Jays game, but the Blue Jays were in town.
Uh-huh.
And so the announcer said, wow, what an evening. We've got Toronto and Tonto in the same building.
Well, congratulations to Alex Arab, who called in with the right answer this morning. Tonto Road Scout. Alex gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off a $140 summer air conditioning checkup, available today for only $39. Summer is really here, and your AC has been running for months. Cool it off and check it out with today's Our Local Deal. Carolina Air Conditioning has been in the HVAC business since 1947. Their certified specialist will provide you with a 5-star 26-point heating and cooling checkup. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is 74 degrees right now, 70% chance of rain later on in the day. High today, about 88. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centipani. Hurricane Arthur is about to pay a call on the Carolina coast, but he won't be welcomed with open arms.
Go away, Arthur.
The storm reached hurricane force about 2 hours ago. It could slam ashore tonight or early tomorrow with 85-mile-an-hour winds and drenching rain. CBS's Jim Crisula was up early to survey the calm before the storm.
The sun is up. There's a moderate chop on the ocean with a stiff breeze, probably 15 to 20 miles per hour. The beach is mostly deserted. The air heavy with tropical moisture. Clouds are lowering and darkening well offshore. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Pine Knoll Shores, North Carolina.
Officials have told residents to evacuate low-lying areas, and power companies are warning residents to prepare for the worst.
It's going to cause damage. It's going to bring trees down. It's going to knock them into the power lines. We are going to have outages.
The fabled Boston Pops Orchestra's 4th of July concert and fireworks show will take place tonight instead of tomorrow, when what's left of Arthur will be moving through New England, the Mid-Atlantic region.